From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, North Korea's number two military official formally announces that the regime plans to launch its first military spy satellite in June. A motion requesting parliamentary consent to arrest two lawmakers accused of vote-buying to elect the Democratic Party leader in 2021 is reported to the National Assembly. And Chief of the National Election Commission apologizes for allegations of nepotism by former and current executives. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Tom McCarthy. North Korea's top-ranking military official formally announced the regime's planned launch of its first military spy satellite. The official emphasized that the launch of the satellite is designed to track down and monitor the military activities of the U.S. and its allies. Bae Ju-yeon reports.
Vice Chairman of the North Korean ruling party's Central Military Commission, Lee Byung-chul, announced plans to launch the regime's first military spy satellite next month. In a statement carried by the North state-run media on Tuesday, Lee said the satellite and other means of reconnaissance will track down, observe, distinguish, and deter the dangerous military acts of the U.S. and its followers in real time, stressing that such moves are indispensable to the reinforcement of the regime's military readiness. He said the U.S.'s operational reconnaissance radius and surveillance on or near the Korean Peninsula have become serious threats to the North and other countries in the region. The North's number two military official said his country plans to implement activities aimed at strengthening a comprehensive and practical war deterrence, pledging to responsibly carry out the grave mission of defending the regime's sovereign right and national security. On Monday, Pyongyang notified Japan, the regional navigation area coordinator for the International Maritime Organization, of its plans to launch the satellite between 12 a.m. on Wednesday and 12 a.m. next Sunday. Seoul's foreign ministry has warned that the regime will pay the price and suffer the consequences should it push ahead with the launch using its ballistic missile technology, which is a violation of United Nations Security Council resolutions. Tokyo, for its part, is expected to intercept the projectile should the satellite itself or debris fall within its territory, while Washington urged Pyongyang to exercise restraint and Beijing called for dialogue. Bae Ju-yeon, KBS World Radio News.
The South Korean military has begun a defense exercise near the five northwestern border islands in the Yellow Sea in the wake of North Korea's announcement on the launch of its first military spy satellite next month. The three-day drills led by the Northwest Islands Defense Command involving the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, and the Marines began on Tuesday around the islands of Baekneung, Yeonpyeong, Daecheong, Socheong, and Udo. It is the first time in 6 years that the command has resumed the formerly biannual combined training. According to military officials, the drills will cover various scenarios amid the North's evolving security threats, while the military has reinforced its readiness posture. A high-level international forum on the prevention of trafficking of weapons of mass destruction kicked off on Tuesday for a 4-day run on the country's southern island of Jeju. In a video message sent to the high-level political meeting of the Proliferation Security Initiative, President Yoon Suk-yeol stressed the need for stronger cooperation to respond to North Korea's illegal procurement of materials and funds used for its nuclear weapons and missile development programs. The meeting came as the PSI marks the 20th anniversary since its inception by the Bush administration to stop the trafficking of weapons of mass destruction, their delivery systems, and related materials. A motion requesting parliamentary consent for the arrest of two lawmakers involved in a bribery scandal connected to the main opposition Democratic Party's 2021 leadership election was reported to a plenary session of the National Assembly on Tuesday. The motion to revoke the legally granted immunity from arrest for lawmakers while Parliament is in session will be put to a vote in a plenary session on June 12th, with approval permitting the court to deliberate on the warrant. Prosecutors investigating the case earlier sought arrest warrants for the two independent lawmakers, Yoon Kwon-suk and Lee Seung-man, who left the Democratic Party after the allegations surfaced. Yoon is accused of colluding with former DP chair Song Young-gil and Kang Dae-gu, a former standing auditor at the Korea Water Resources Corporation, to distribute some 60 million won, or $45,000, to DP lawmakers to elect Song as party chair in the 2021 vote. Lee is accused of providing some 10 million won in cash to be used by officials of Song's campaign. Spreading allegations of nepotism by numerous incumbent and former executives of the National Election Commission have prompted the NEC chief to issue an apology to the public. Asked about the controversy on Tuesday, No Tae-ok, the chair of the nation's election watchdog, said he plans to conduct a comprehensive internal investigation and the commission will announce its position on Wednesday. The NEC chief's comments come as the watchdog said that five more children of former and current executives have been confirmed as employees, bringing the total to 11. Earlier, the commission found that a conflict of interest was not reported when the agency hired six children of current and former NEC secretaries general, a deputy secretary general, and regional standing committee members. Police raided locations linked to a local journalist surnamed Im over accusations of leaking the personal information of Justice Minister Han Dong-hoon. The Seoul Metropolitan Police Agency on Tuesday began a search and seizure covering the embassy reporter's residence, vehicle, and mobile phone to obtain related evidence, as well as the National Assembly Secretariat to confirm the route of the leak. The police suspect that the documents were leaked after they were submitted to Parliament ahead of Han's confirmation hearing last April, and that Im may be involved in the leak. Police also faced off with NBC's labor union for about 2 hours before leaving as they attempted to raid the broadcaster's premises. The union cast concern over a retaliatory probe as Im faces separate defamation charges for a report last September that included captions appearing to show President Yoon Suk-yeol making crude remarks about U.S. President Joe Biden and Congress during a visit to New York. President Yoon Suk-yeol and the leaders of Pacific Islands nations have agreed to expand cooperation in their summit in Seoul. The leaders reached the agreement on Monday in the inaugural summit between South Korea and countries of the Pacific Islands at the former presidential office of Cheonghwa-dae in Seoul. After the summit, the leaders adopted a joint statement presenting a vision to build a partnership for the freedom, peace, and prosperity of the resilient Pacific through cooperation while maintaining regional peace and stability. In addition, the two sides agreed to expand cooperation in the maritime, climate, energy, cyber, and health areas, among others, and South Korea pledged to double its official development assistance for Pacific Islands nations to 53 billion won, or about $40 million by 2027. Defense Minister Lee Jong-sup will not conduct a fleet review of a Seoul-led multinational naval drill involving a Japanese ship under the Rising Sun flag this week amid an unfavorable weather forecast. According to the Defense Ministry on Tuesday, the Proliferation Security Initiative's Eastern Endeavor 23 exercise aimed at interdicting the maritime trafficking of weapons of mass destruction will be scaled down. Earlier, the Japanese Maritime Self-Defense Force warship arrived at the Busan port with the Rising Sun ensign hoisted, provoking protests over the flag's usage given its association to Japan's imperialistic history. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index jumped 26.71 points, or 1.04% on Tuesday, to close the day at 2,585.52. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ also gained, rising 8.27 points, or 0.98%, to close at 851.50. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. I'm Tom McCarthy.